order on the Committee on Budget and Finance for the Senate of the Associated Students 87th Session on Friday, September 6th at 12:04 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Prempa?
Present.
Ahmed?
Present.
Davenport?
Present.
Jay Hall?
Present.
Murphy?
Present.
Seppel?
Absence excused.
Veltra?
Present.
Watt?
Present.
We have quorum.
Awesome. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move into new business financial reviews. We will now hear a presentation for the account of Budget and Finance Committee.
Okay, so you see the memo. It kind of just goes through what the account is intended for. And so it kind of talks about each of them. If you look at each of the line items, we have special requests, which actually doesn't have anything in it. Money moves into that account when we have a specific project that requires special requests, and that's at the prerogative of the president to then a bill written to move money. Senior awards we give out every single year. If you guys want to sit on the selection committee, it's really fun. The reserves account, so we actually have $4,000 in there right now. $44,074. It's less than last year. Our budget is also smaller than last year, so that's probably why it's reflected there. We also have the Donald Tibbetts Award. We have our predicted sponsorship for TEDx, which is around $10,000. The Distinguished Service Award, which is in the SAS, if you guys want to look up what the qualifications are for that. And then you all approved the faculty awards with free left for summer. So those are a new line item in this account. $500 each. So we haven't actually made any expenditures out of this account, but they will be made throughout the year. And these are ones that don't change. So they don't exceed the amounts put here, but they also don't. They're exactly that amount, even if the budget expands and contracts. So those are kind of our contracted obligations that we have. The only one that could possibly change is TEDx, but it probably won't because $10,000 goes towards student tickets. So.
Awesome. Are there any questions? Senator Murphy.
Under faculty awards, where did that extra $1,000 come from last year that was added to this account?
So it was a thing that we decided to make as a obligation. So really the rest of the budget kind of contracts it's percentage-wise that we give out. So clubs and orgs account isn't a set number, it's a percent of the total budget. But these are set numbers. So no matter what, there will always be at least $1,000 for these awards, $500 for this one, $10,000 for this one. This account doesn't really contract except for the reserves. So it just came from the general account, and it will always be $1,000 as long as we keep the contract.
Any more questions? Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Now we will hear a presentation on behalf of the elections account.
It'll be short and sweet. We've spent no money, which actually is problematic. We started getting applications last May. Nothing happened over the summer, to be frank with you. People that applied weren't really interested in elections. I actually started doing specific targeting. I went to ROTC. Actually was allowed to communicate with those students. Many of those students are in the military because they have a strong civic duty. I thought we were going to get some takers, so did the lieutenant that's based over there. He was actually thinking it would be a really awesome thing for an officer, an ROTC officer, to take the position. We got no takers. So Nicole and I were just talking. We're going to go in and start doing targeting political science classes, students who have an understanding, right, of the political process. But yeah, that's where we're at. Meanwhile, don't worry, all of the infrastructure is in place because the faculty actually concern themselves with that. The democratic education is still happening through the Democratic Coalition. Joko and I have been meeting on a regular basis. Legislative affairs is a part of this process as well. So yeah, all of that is in place, but we do need someone in place soon to start focusing specifically on getting students to run for office, right, and on carrying out the elections process out there. Not the technology, not any of the rest of it. That's all taken care of.
Are there any questions? Senator Murphy.
On the host account, it says there's $2,000. What to draw students to educational events, what specifically would that entail?
It could be pizza, it could be t-shirts, it could be whatever, you know, the elections person wants it to be. I am not a proponent of rewarding people to vote. I don't think that's cool. That's your civic duty and you should do it. So whomever we hire, that's about getting people to educational events, not so much to get them to vote.
And then also operating, it says to carry out the election processes. How come that costs $3,000 when almost all of it's done online?
There's like, you've got to put together the debates. You have to reserve rooms. You have to, they printed t-shirts in the past where they give out to students to, hey, please wear these and make sure, around campus, make sure everybody knows elections is going on. But yeah, no, that has nothing to do with the actual online voting. It's anything else that might drive students to vote.
Any more questions? Thank you, Director Rodriguez.
And this has been, by the way, you do know the wages come out of the Center for Student Engagement now. That was cut from this budget. So you all are actually spending a whole lot less on elections, but that's why using the infrastructure in place makes sense, right?
Now moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? I did want to say one thing with the financial review summary assignments. Senator Supple reached out to me. She's no longer going to be on the committee after next Senate meeting. So Senator Ahmed, you can just take over her assignments. So that way, like, not everything is switched. Cool. And then, did you have anything to add?
Yes, after, at some point, I do, after this, concert is over on Saturday. I really think that we need to expedite looking financially at the situation. It's on the record. I've expressed concerns about this. The data is clear. The money coming in is on this kind of a trajectory. I think the body needs to have a serious conversation about whether or not it should continue funding such an expensive endeavor. I'm keeping my fingers closed. You know, I hired Zach and I told him, get ready, Thursday and Friday is gonna be a nightmare on ticket sales. Are we selling tickets?
It's picked up. Yesterday we sold about 360 tickets. We were usually hitting around like 80 to 100 over the last 2 weeks. So it's picked up, but we total sold, even with that, like 1,200 out of potentially 5,000 that we could have sold.
So, yes, as a business manager, I'm extremely concerned about this. We're standing, if this doesn't pick up the data, we are literally going to lose all of that money. And keep that in mind in light of the fact there are accounts like Campus Escort who haven't had an increase in 7 years, right? And so this was the discussion. Believe me, I challenged the president when he puts his budget together. But I also know now after this, we're going to have data that we can show. The concept of a festival has turned into a concert, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe do we go back to the festival setting? I mean, I think that the executive branch needs to be challenged on this. By the way, this is a conversation I've had with Anthony. I know this is public, right? But it's up to this body to do it, right? So at some point, if you're interested, I'm happy to put together the financial data for you. Or maybe we need more creative thinking around some big concert, right, or something big. I don't know what that something is.
Senator Vulture.
So I know this isn't really part of like budget and finance necessarily, but I've been like talking to students about the concert, like if they're going to go, and a lot of students actually haven't heard of it. So I think like maybe driving up marketing would be like a good idea. I know this isn't really regards budget and finance, but around the topic, maybe just maybe releasing who's going to be at the concert and what the concert is sooner. Because I talked to a lot of people who had no clue, and they're like, oh, are they still selling tickets? And I'm like, yeah, they should be. Why don't you go check out some ASUN offices? And they're like, oh, where's that? And then I have to even explain where that is. So it's kind of like,
mass texting on the ASUN social media through Residence Hall Association. Like,
maybe there's like, oh, sorry.
Senator Vulture.
Maybe there's a way we can like reach out. I know it's, again, it's opposite from like budget and finance, but reach out to like have like a representative go out to like meet with every club, or not every club, but a lot of the clubs, and organizations on campus and go to their meetings and then possibly go talk to them about what's going to be happening, because then maybe that's a way to get like more of people who are active on campus and would want to come to be able to come to the thing.
Director Rodriguez, if students can buy tickets at the door, or can they only buy tickets?
We'll shut down sales here at 5 when we close, and then you can walk up, right? But if I may, to your comment, Senator Beltran, there's 20 some odd senators, mm-hmm. right? You all represent entire colleges. So this is the kind of effort where it can't just be the programming board alone. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's the other reason why I'm concerned with spending such a large sum of money is you all have complex lives. You all are overwhelmed by social media. I'm wondering if that's even effective anymore, right? What it comes down to is like ASU in elections, we get the most voting when students talk to one another.
Senator Davenport.
Just to address Senator Beltran, I know this year was the earliest that they had released an artist, but I think a lot of students from when I was talking to them, a lot of people like the aspect of VLF because it was outside. People don't like to have a concert inside, as well as people felt like they didn't get a choice on kind of like an opinion on like the artist. A lot of people don't really like Lil Yachty, and he hasn't really made any new music. So I think just for the programming board next year, we're going to have a concert just to get people's input on like who would they like to see kind of the music selection and where they would want it to happen.
Yeah, and just to throw it out there, Assistant Director Grant will be presenting to us next week. So if you have any questions or comments about the Welcome Week concert or how they're running things, feel free to save them for him too. Is there any more public comment at this time?
I do want to say something. This board has worked incredibly hard to get the word out about this event, right? They've worked incredibly hard to make sure everything was in place. Contracts were done way in advance. Tickets were available. So I just want to be clear. This isn't a critique of people. It's that we need to be looking at the bigger picture, right? What do students want?
Mm-hmm. Any more public comment? Cool. Moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 12:16.
Maybe they could include that on the feedback forms this year, like when people leave the concert, like who do you want to see next year or where do you want to see it at?
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea.
I've talked to a lot of people too. They just said they haven't bought their ticket yet.
Yeah.
But even some of my friends are like, I still gotta buy it.
Yeah. It's
been a lot. They wish it was outside. Which I understand why it's not, but still, I think it'd be kind of cool.
When is the financial review due?
Um,